"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
In an hour, we're going to have John Lewin on, Deputy
yes.
DA of Los Angeles County. He works for Gascon. Gascon wants to close down the unit that he works in, the Major Crimes Division. By major crimes, we're talking about the prosecution of serial killers and
yeah,
other horrible
big cases, the Spectre case and many other high-profile cases. So
you know,
it's an important bureau that's been around a long time.
Killers who have colorful nicknames, those kinds of cases.
Yes.
And he has been speaking out against Gascon, and he says Gascon is going to punish him and others by shutting down this unit. And, you know, that's going to drastically affect the prosecution of the absolute worst, most deadly criminals we have.
Yeah, it was. We learned yesterday they have surpassed the actual number of signatures they need to get us a recall vote, but they need a cushion. They definitely need a cushion because shenanigans can occur at these registrar offices when they validate signatures. Not so much when they're counting votes, is it? But they really scrutinize recall petitions, trust me.
There's a...
you can go to recalldageorgegascon.com, get that petition if you're an L.A. County registered voter and help with that cushion.
There's
you need a big, fat cushion.
There's a news story today about Gascon, and there's a... they described this person as a longtime deputy DA who voted for Gascon originally and has since revised his opinion. He says voters expect their district attorney to protect the public. Instead, they got a Trojan horse, a DA, and his coterie of radicals and sycophants.
Yeah, he brought in these public defenders to be like prosecutor people.
Yeah. Radicals and sycophants who are hell-bent on blowing up the criminal justice system in the name of progress. This is from a guy who voted for him. I can't imagine. One day we'll find out what really was going on behind the scenes in the DA's office because, you know, they have about 800 or so prosecutors, and nearly all of them hate Gascon.
Oh, they're in favor of the recall.
I mean, this is, but I mean, not just in favor of. I mean, they're actively criticizing Gascon constantly in the media. There's hardly a newscast I turn on where I don't see a deputy DA on the newscast complaining about. And rightfully criticizing Gascon over one case or another because these cases come out almost every day.
Now, we also, John Lewin will be our guest next hour. We also learned that the death of the two El Monte police officers is on the hands of George Gascon because the killer got himself a nice plea deal not long after George Gascon became L.A. County District Attorney, which spared the killer prison time for a probation violation. This guy's name is Justin Flores. There is another twist to the story, which we're going to have to work on verifying, but I'm seeing a pretty good source that tells me it's probably true. One of the directives signed by George Gascon after he took office is the following. The Bureau of Victim Services will contact the families of individuals killed by police and provide support services, including funeral, burial, and mental health services immediately following the death, regardless of the investigation or charging decision. Some are interpreting this to mean that you are paying for Justin Flores' funeral.
Oh, my. Like that. Oh, my. Good.
Well, he was killed by police. Is there going to be an exception to this?
Gascon has a program to pay for the burial of the gunman?
Individuals killed by police, yes.
Holy no, really?
Regardless of the investigation or charging
decision. Regardless of the investigation?
Apparently it's a special directive 20-12.
No.
The Bureau of Victim Services. So he's Justin Flores, the cop killer, is treated like a victim too. Because he was killed by police.
What I noticed last night as they were explaining how Gascon's policy gave Flores the big break is they contacted Gascon's office and they put out a blistering statement defending themselves, saying it was a load of gibberish, but the gist of it was, well, this was the policy. This was in line with the policy that the DA had. The policy was a blanket policy. He wasn't going to charge extra strikes on someone who already had a strike on their record. Flores had a strike from a felony burglary charge. He served time in prison in 2011. This would have been a second strike when he was found in possession of a gun illegally. The second strike would have put him back in prison for at least 3 years. But Gascon issued a blanket policy that you can't do that. You can't prosecute him that way. You can't give him any jail time. And so the prosecutors in that individual case were forced to give Flores some stupid probation, which he was violating. He had violated because of he was attacking his wife, and he was supposed to see a probation hearing officer on June 27th. I doubt they would have revoked his probation, but he was in limbo on probation when he should have been in prison. And had he been sentenced properly, he would not have been free on the day this week where the cops got killed. This is absolutely on Gascon. Absolutely on Gascon double murder.
I guess his motive for shooting those officers was the fact that he did probably stab that wife a couple of days earlier and thought, oh, they're coming for me. They're going to send me back to prison. I don't want to go.
Yes. You know, I mean, he'd gotten away 12 times he was prosecuted over the course of the last decade and never put back into prison. Who knows what the stories are behind that? 12 times. And now finally he gets something worth putting him in state prison over, except all the policies are to keep a guy like him out. So now he kills two cops. And this is like a crucial crossroads moment here for everybody. Are we going to put up with this for another day? Not just Gascon. Getting rid of Gascon is vital, but it doesn't solve all the problems because you've got Newsom in the Democratic legislature. You've got all these idiot propositions. Oh, this is what pissed me off last night. I was practically in tears last night because I was watching Fox 11's coverage of all the people in El Monte who were just...
They showed up at that memorial.
Showed up at a memorial, and there were a lot of flowers, and there were people crying, and they were talking about the two cops, you know, the lifelong residents. Both of these officers have widows now. They both had children, and it was just extremely sad. And they were profiling the whole Gascon angle on this, and you just realized it was Gascon's actions that caused these two brutal deaths. It was absolutely on him. And I just felt this surge of anger watching the television. And then Newsom released a statement basically offering his thoughts and prayers and honoring the police officers. And I just wanted to scream. It's like, you son of a... His policy in the future is to release 75,000 more state prisoners. 75,000. That is, as Biden would say, no joke. That's the plan, 75,000, based on Prop 57, which has allowed the Department of Corrections to throw out all the sentencing rules of the past. Now everybody can be paroled extra, extra early. They're going to be dumping prisoners by the tens of thousands. State prisoners like this guy Flores. Flores was a mild convict compared to the people that are left, right? It was felony burglary. Yeah. That they had on the record. There are people who have records that are far, far worse than Flores. Newsom is going to let them out because the public stupidly was lied to and voted for Prop 57. This is only the beginning. You have no idea. This is the very, very tippy tip of the iceberg here. You people have no idea what's coming if you don't turn all this around. Getting rid of Chesa Boudin and Gascon is necessary. It's great, but it's only a fraction of what needs to be done. A lot of people are going to be reelecting Newsom. God knows the damage that's going to come to California if Newsom releases the 75,000 people. And if you think, no, that's not going to happen, they already released 65,000.
Yeah, I mean, the ballot measure doesn't say they have to be released. It just gives the corrections department, the probation people, the opportunity to do that, but they're going to take
that. That was the trick. That was the purpose. To have the ballot proposition worded in a way that it looked like they were just giving people discretion and options, right?
Yes.
But knowing that...
But the agenda was to do it, right?
Yes, yes. The agenda was to flush 75,000 prisoners out. That was the whole point. But you had to fool the people. You couldn't run on that. You couldn't run on 75,000 people who are going to be released out of state prison. Hooray, hooray. All right, that wasn't going to fly. So you have to say, oh, we're just tweaking it a little. You know, there's a few people who are, you know, committed mildly violent crimes or drug crimes or, you know, they're not great threats. And people go, oh, okay, I guess so. And that's what they thought the whole Prop 57 was about. No, no, no. You gave them the tool to unlock the whole prison. Now there's going to be a step. Who do you think's living in the streets, huh? That 70,000 people that showed up in L.A. on the streets in the tents, where do you think they were from? Gee, there's 65,000 prisoners that were let out, and there's 70,000 people laying in the streets. What do you think the overlap is?
Yeah, that often is what happens to people released from prison. They end up homeless.
Well, of course. Where are they going to go? And there's no rehabilitation going on in our prison system. If they say there is, they're lying. There is none because they don't know what to do. They don't. There is no program that they have that works.
We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
So I'm looking at the Secretary of State with the June 7th primary. Today, of course, is not June 7th. It's June 16th. But there's still a 1,000,001 ballots that are outstanding statewide. Most of them are vote by mail. There's another category called provisional ballots, and then there's the conditional voter registration, another category of a provisional ballot. But the vote-by-mail ballots are still like 1,000,000 outstanding, including several hundred thousand in Los Angeles County alone. That particularly affects the mayor's race. The reason we're talking about this is because the El Segundo Times has decided that this is the future, that mail-in ballots are here to stay. More and more people are using them. Forget about trying to get results of an election anytime quickly. They have until, I think it's July 8th, to certify the elections of June 7th. They get like 30 days.
Yeah. Eventually, they'll change that. 1 year, they'll blow through the 30-day deadline, and it'll become a 60-day deadline.
Yeah. I mean, because at the moment, you can put your ballot in the mail, but it's got to be postmarked before 8 p.m. on June 7th. I don't know. If they're still getting them in, are they really staring at the postmarks? Is there really somebody there?
Well, that's the thing. Do you trust the system, the people in the system, knowing what we know? Do you really trust them? Do you think they're going to follow all the things that are written in the law? Really? I don't. I have no reason to trust any of these people. Let's play the disproportionate game on them. Why is it when all the late votes come in, it's disproportionately for left-wing progressive Democratic candidates?
This is why Karen Bass is now ahead of Rick Caruso. And what? Did you hear the other news? Chesa Boudin shrunk the recall from 60% to 55%.
Yeah, he's still going to lose.
He is still going to lose, but are right. That's usually how this goes.
Okay.
And why is that?
And that's what happened.
Why are they disproportionately left-wing progressive votes?
Does that make sense to you? Because I remember, and I do not believe in the Trump conspiracy at all, not 1%. But one thing did stick in my head. Yeah. I remembered when he was winning Pennsylvania the night before, on election night. And then they said, well, he's likely to lose Pennsylvania because 90% of the ballots are Democratic votes, most likely.
The outstanding ballots, right.
And that just stuck in my head because that, boy, God, that seems to be a weird anomaly.
Well, this
and
is then, why the Times likes the mail-in, because it's working in their direction.
So what's, but I, what's the story behind that? What? Why is it? Because they're the ones who carry on about disproportionality, right?
Like, yes.
We talked before about disproportionately, gangs are made up of minority men. And gangs are criminal enterprises, so you end up with a lot of minority men in prison because of the crimes they commit in gangs. That makes sense. But they scream bloody murder. It's like, not fair, disproportionate amount in prison. It's like, well, they're the disproportionate amount in the gangs. Of course you're going to get that. Well, let's play that game. Disproportionate amount of left-wing Democratic votes in the election. Maybe that's unfair. Maybe we need an investigation. Maybe something. Geez, who engineered the ballot harvesting law in recent years? You actually read what you can do under ballot harvesting, read it out loud. You can't sit there with a straight face and tell me that there isn't going to be the temptation to pull off some kind of fraud with the ballot harvesting laws we have, which, by the way, virtually no other state has.
Well, there's the kind explanation and there's the more harsh explanation as to why the late votes lean progressive or liberal or whatever you, however you want to frame it. The kind analysis is that these are often poor, disenfranchised people who do not feel a part of the system. They have to be given something that's making it easier for them to vote.
Wait a second. Disenfranchised?
They can't get to polling places because they're very poor. They don't have transportation.
You don't need transportation to get to a polling place. I could walk to mine. So could they.
Well, you live in a nice neighborhood.
No.
They have more of them.
You're telling me the government doesn't provide enough polling places in poor neighborhoods? I don't believe that. We're not talking about big business not servicing.
This is why I think.
I don't believe that.
This is why Biden, you know, got so many votes in 2020, because they did a lot of mail-ins all over the country.
Okay.
And they pushed this crowd in there. Now, that some of it could be a fake, but I also think some of it was real, that this methodology works for the progressive left side. It just does.
But, and isn't that weird?
Here's the other explanation that people who take responsibility for their lives, they might more lean Republican, they make sure they vote. And they vote early often, whether it's by mail or in person. But it's the other crowd that's kind of like, I don't care. You know. Wait, oh, is it a presidential
race?
That's
funny, because if most of them don't work, they've got all day to find their polling place.
They don't. They're not tuned into voting. They don't give a damn. Somebody has to remind them and push them.
Has to come over the house and give them maybe a pre-selected ballot to fill out?
Yeah, if it comes in the mail, maybe they get those stupid spam calls over and over again about voting, and it's like, oh, yeah, I guess so.
I know. People like that shouldn't be in the mix. They shouldn't be voting. Really, if you're that stupid and uninformed, you shouldn't make it easier for that crowd to vote. You really shouldn't.
How does that help? Should make an effort to vote.
Because those are the people who are fooled by commercials. Those are the people who get fooled by Prop 47 and 57 commercials. Yeah. Who don't realize the 75,000 criminals are going to be let out. And where do you think the criminals are going to go? Which neighborhoods?
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John Lewitt is coming on in the next hour. This ought to be good. He's the deputy DA who right now works for the major crimes division in George Gascon's office. And Gascon wants to disband this office because he's upset with all the criticism coming out from the lead deputy DAs there. But John has a lot of things to say. He just came in the studio. I talked with him for a couple of minutes. And, yeah, this is really going to be good. And, by the way, to confirm the story you had a few minutes ago, yes, we are paying for the funeral of Justin Flores, the guy who killed the two cops in El Monte.
Because he was killed by police.
Because he was killed by police.
That's a directive from Gascon.
Right? Yeah. So he says, John Lewin says, yeah, that's real. He goes, it sounds like something from The Onion, but it's true. Gascon is having us, the taxpayers, to pay for the funeral of the two cops that Flores murdered. That makes me, I'm not exaggerating, physically ill.
Pay for the funeral of the man who killed the two cops. I think the way you phrased it was have us pay for the murder, for the funeral of the two cops.
No, pay for the funeral of
the
man.
Murderer.
The man, yeah, who killed the two cops. Yeah.
Well, you better check the temperature because I think hell is frozen over. Brand new story. El Segundo Times just posted this hour. LADA Gascon's policies may have led to reduced prison time for a man who killed El Monte cops.
No.
Oh, go check it out. It looks like they got a hold of some of the internal documents, which had been put on lockdown. But they were leaked, it appears, to this story, to a couple of El Segundo Times reporters. Yeah, the paperwork was put on lockdown because they don't want the press to see this right away until they can figure out a better story.
Yeah. All right.
So it does go through what we know. He was convicted of burglary in 2011. This is Justin Flores. A prior conviction on certain felonies is considered a strike. Strikes make suspects charged with later crimes eligible for harsher sentences. Flores's earlier conviction means he had one strike against him when he was charged in 2020 with being a felon in possession of a firearm and methamphetamine. He was arrested by LA County Sheriff's deputies in 2020. The case, though, doesn't come along until Gascon is DA. This is early 2021. The prosecutor assigned to the case, Deputy DA Larry Holcomb, said he had to revoke the strike allegation after Gascon took office. That's because Gascon had issued a special directive that bars prosecutors from filing strike allegations. This is a disposition report that the Times got a hold of.
And that policy was regarded as illegal by an LA County
judge.
Superior Court Judge James Gelfond. He ruled that Gascon's policy violated California's three strikes law. It requires prosecutors to file strike allegations whenever a defendant has a previous serious or violent felony conviction, and an appellate judge upheld Gelfond's ruling earlier this year. So when he was arrested and pleaded no contest to being a felon in charge of a firearm, that means he should have gotten prison up to 3 years.
Yep, but by pleading no contest, he got 2 years probation and 20 days in jail.
See, no contest from I've heard all my life is similar to, is exactly like a guilty plea.
It's
treated the same way. You're not contesting the charges. In other words, you're conceding the truth of the prosecution's charges.
Now, they do point out that he might, even if he'd been sent to prison last year, this being June of 2022, he might have been let out, knowing our policies, even though he would have gotten two to three years. He might have still been out.
Right. But, I mean, that's another terrible thing that's going on. There's a lot of terrible things that are going on. But Gascon is responsible for this terrible thing. You know, by not sending him into prison a year and a half ago, it sets in motion a different path in the universe.
And so Dimitri Gorin, who's a former deputy DA and defense lawyer, said the dismissal of a prior strike offense by a DA's office against a gang member with a criminal record charged with drug sales and possession of a loaded gun, that's unusual. Typically, before Gascon came along, that would be in the range of 32 months in state prison.
Because what he did was illegal. I can't stress, that's what John Loon was saying here during the news break. He goes, it's just illegal. That's all. And the judge said that's illegal. But the case happened in that short period of time between Gascon issuing the directive and the judge rescinding the directive. And in between, plea bargains were made and those had to stick. But in no universe is what Gascon did a legal act. It simply is not.
Well, a DA spokeshole spoke to the Times, or rather an email, Ricardo Santiago, and you know what he did? He threw the prosecutor in the Flores case from 2021 sort of under the bus, making the argument that they could challenge Gascon's policy, and nobody said anything. The sentencing directive is presumptive. We empower deputy DAs to rebut the presumption if they believe extraordinary circumstances exist.
He's also
ticked at this.
Okay. Extraordinary circumstances? Maybe there weren't extraordinary circumstances. Maybe he was just a felon in possession of a gun. You notice what they do? They move the goalpost, so now it's like, well, we could have waived it if they had demonstrated extraordinary circumstances. Well, what if there weren't? Why do you need extraordinary circumstances? The law, in fact, with the judge's ruling, you don't need extraordinary circumstances. The law is obvious. You commit a felony, possession of a gun, as a felon, you get 32 months. That's what the law says. You don't need extraordinary circumstances. That is Gascon's propaganda outlet changing the subject, subtly diverting the conversation to get you to argue about something else and put the blame on the prosecutor. That's bullcrap. That's what they do.
Santiago's also pretty worked up that this disposition report was leaked because it was placed on lockdown. Well, a necessary precaution.
Oh, so Santiago's part of the cover-up machine, huh? They're covering up their crimes. Gascon was breaking the law. There should be some way to charge Gascon with crimes by violating the three strikes law and not prosecuting Flores. And that leads to the two murders of the cops. How about that? How about we have a disposition of Gascon being charged and prosecuted and sent to jail for how he breaks the law? His law-breaking leads to deaths, clearly. For God's sakes, you got the LA Times finally admitting to it.
Yeah, you know it's damning if the LA Times has done right. A story on this, because these police officers' murders is on Gascon.
So here's what we've got. We have got Gascon clearly with an illegal policy. That's the thing. It's not a discretionary policy. It's not I made a mistake. Oh, who could have known? It was against the three strikes law that was passed in 1994. And a judge threw it out quickly and reversed the law, and then the appellate judge agreed. This was not legally in dispute here.
All right, coming up after 5 o'clock, our special guest is LA County Deputy DA John Lewin. He'll be joining us to make his case about Gascon coming up.
Gascon should be forced out. He ought to resign immediately. I don't know how anybody could live with him as the DA. John and Ken, KFI.
Hey, the Moist Line is tomorrow, so we're running out of time for this week's collection of calls. You still can leave a message by using the iHeartRadio app. It's the talkback feature, a little microphone. Call the toll-free number, just like always, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664 7886. All right. As soon as we're done with the news at 5 o'clock, we will talk to Deputy DA John Lewin of the Major Crimes Division of the LA County District Attorney's Office. He's decided to speak about his own boss, George Gascon, and the whole recall and the directives and the word that he may be dismantling the unit that John Lewin works for. Dismantling it, disbanding it.
We can't afford to have Gascon around from here to this coming December. I mean, we get this thing on the ballot. It still may be the end of the year before we vote, and it may be a few weeks after the November election. I mean, the damage that Gascon can do between now and then.
Yeah, we may not get to vote until
How many more cops is Gascon going to kill? What do you think the over-under number is between now and December?
And it is a numbers game. So the more of these people you put out there amongst the public, there's going to be more murders. Mm. It just works that way.
Yeah. In fact, what a great game to play, huh? A real ghoulish game. Newsom wants to let out 75,000 more prisoners. How many of those prisoners will kill how many people? How many police officers?
Yeah.
That's what the calculation has got to be, because these are all bad, bad people. People, the guys who get into state prison, man, are they bad people. Vicious, crazy gang members, evil people, people who are compelled or driven to do violent, ugly things to others.
All right. One of the more bizarre stories this afternoon comes from the Centers for Disease Control. It's not talked about as much as it was when it first became a story, but there is still monkeypox out there. So the CDC, which of course gets involved in matters of health, and sometimes that concerns sexual matters of health, they have put out some guidance for those who have monkeypox but cannot resist continuing to have sexual relations.
Isn't there anything that stops people? I mean, monkeypox would cool me down for a while.
But the CDC is not the judgmental.
It's not judgment. It's a rational decision.
They just
decision.
Say, you know, we have to accept the fact that some people are going to ignore the advice. And you're right. The top advice is not to have sex with others. But if you're going to, here's their list of do's and don'ts.
I don't know.
One is to pleasure yourself at least 6 feet away from your partner.
Six feet?
That just like social distancing.
How are you get
same kind of parameter?
That's the danger zone. Wow.
Another one is to keep your clothes on.
That's some spring action.
Go for dry humping.
Oh, they didn't say that. They said dry humping.
Yeah, that is the. Remember that used to be in the advice columns. Used that years ago.
What advice columns were you reading?
I think it was in Ann Landers. They actually referred to it as that. It was a nicer way of
talking about. Ann Landers never wrote about dry humping.
What they considered to be safer sex.
Ann Landers wouldn't even think of that.
I think it was in there. Also, because the problem is it's your lesions and rashes. So that's why they want you to keep your clothes on.
No.
Do not touch any infectious skin lesions is another recommendation.
Isn't that self-evident? You have to tell somebody to do that?
Wash your hands, your fetish gear, and your clothes immediately.
Your fetish gear?
I even got Deborah Mark going.
But you mean there's like friction between the lesion and the fetish gear?
Yeah, there
gear?
Might be pus on the gear.
There might be pus on the gear.
How else do I put it? There might be something.
There
that
may be no other way to put it, I guess. God!
They got 85 cases in the whole country. This is clearly transmitted.
Okay, but they put in the fetish gear, which means it must have already come up now in their case studies.
Well, they have to consider
all right.
Possible things that people do.
Can you imagine that meeting? As they dream up all the different ways your monkeypox lesion can pop on some other guy?
Yeah, that's...
You know, honestly, it's just not worth it. Nobody needs sex that badly. You really don't.
Yeah, they're looking at reports now
monkeypox
could be spread through the semen. They have detected fragments.
That's great.
In the semen of patients.
Ew. That's why you have to stand 6 feet away.
Correct. That is the reason you need to do that 6 feet away.
Sure. I would think that if I had monkeypox, I really wouldn't be
in the mood?
In the mood, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a better way of what I was thinking.
No, what were you going to say?
Some people have very strong sex drives, which is not slowed down by, here's a good one, pus-filled blisters.
Really? You've got pus-filled blisters and lesions, and that doesn't take you down a notch?
Some have fluid-filled blisters. Some have pus-filled. All right. When we come back,
This is not worth it.
You waited all afternoon for this interview.
Yeah, because now I got all that on my mind.
All right. Well, is it as bad as the end of the Gary and Shannon show when you're discussing men leaking?
Yes, this is worse than that.
Monkeypox sex?
This has been a bad day.
Deputy District Attorney John Lewin with the Major Crimes Division is coming on next to give us his very experienced, knowledgeable take on George Gascon.
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff to discuss, especially about this double murder of the cops in El Monte by one of Gascon's proteges. John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.